Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Talking Data Podcast. I'm here with my usual partner, Jack Vaughn from Search Data Management. And Jack is going to be talking to us a little bit today about machine learning. So Jack, I know that you have been doing a lot of reporting about machine learning in the recent weeks, and it sounds from what you've told me like it's been a pretty far-ranging area that you've covered, and you've talked to a lot of different people about a lot of different angles related to machine learning. And obviously when we talk about machine learning, it is such a big topic, very broad. So why don't you give us a quick rundown on some of the things that you've been reporting on and where machine learning is at these days?
Sure. Well, I'd like to try and look at machine learning from a couple of different angles and look at its place in the world of data analytics, for sure. Let's start with the use cases, though. There's risk estimation and insurance, credit card scoring, digital ad placement. Sometimes, no doubt, these things have to do with more big data piling up and people trying to find ways to explore it. Now, how do you go about getting involved with machine learning if you've decided that's what you want to do? Let's look back. Back in the day, you took classes in statistics and you wrote algorithms. Then you or somebody else would figure out how to apply that algorithm to computer data. So those are the roots. Today it's about training a predictive model on data sets and having that output improve over time through the machine learning. Let's look at some of the technologies and the vendors. In the past, you might do, for example, a naive Bayesian filter. This is popular. It is something you might still do. It's just that the software and the data infrastructure around applying that filter have changed a lot. In the early days of data mining tools, you might do your machine learning in SPSS or in SAS. Or as time went by, you could turn to big database and data warehouse vendors like IBM, Oracle, or Teradata for data mining tools that rode atop their data offerings. Now, if you have some heavy-duty work to do, if you do insurance risk analysts or fraud protection or utilities failure prediction, sometimes online ad serving, you may have bought into some of the specialized machine learning platforms like Alpine Data Labs, H2O, SkyTree, or others. You might also be working with Hadoop alongside all that and using Apache Spark, which has some machine learning libraries, or Apache Mahout, which is aimed at machine learning very specifically and which has recently come to add Spark support to its original MapReduce base. But if you're just trying things out or have a ton of data already on the cloud, or you just don't want to wait for IT to build your own compute cluster, you might turn to cloud companies. And these are the ones that are actually writing the book these days on machine learning. That includes Amazon and Google. Let's drill down a bit into some of what we've learned. I talked with Joe Emission, who's the founder and CDO with BuildFax, and that's a company that collects national building permit data, and it probes it to provide housing analytics to insurance and other companies. He said that BuildFax employs Amazon machine learning, and the purpose is to predict, for example, the age of roofs in certain areas. The age of the roof can be a determinant of how much it's going to cost to maintain that house as it ages. He said for companies of medium size to go with a turnkey package such as Amazon machine learning libraries, that's preferable to building machine learning systems from scratch yourself. Oftentimes, he says, what you do doesn't pan out. In other words, you run algorithms, and it doesn't bring you evidence of a trend. With the cloud, you can find that out without a lot of upfront capital investment. As Joe said to us, for most companies, if you try to do machine learning yourself, you're probably going to screw it up. Still, he said that the basic underlying principles of machine learning, very much about statistics, need to be learned. It's by developers and by managers.
Well, thanks for that, Jack. Sounds like you've definitely been keeping yourself busy and obviously learning some really interesting things about machine learning, something that we could all learn from, I suppose. So thank you, Jack, for taking the time to explain it all to us. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.